WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
So what did the raindrop say to the snowflake? You're not my type. So just what types are there when talking about precipitation? No matter where precipitation originates, the weather around the world falls into three basic categories of phenomenon. There's precipitation, obscuration, and other. This begins a multi-part series on these three types, so let's get started with precipitation. As you might guess, the most commonly observed precipitation is rain. Rain comes either in the form of drops larger than that of drizzle, or about 0.02 inches or larger, or smaller drops, which, in contrast to drizzle, are widely separated. Drizzle is fairly uniform precipitation composed exclusively of very fine drops that are very close together. Drizzle appears to float while following air currents, but even when floating, there is a general downward motion to drizzle. Frequently, you will find fog and drizzle occurring at the same time. These cover the liquid forms of precipitation. In our next episode of 101, we'll talk about the frozen form of precipitation. But before we leave the liquid form of precip, you might find it interesting to note that Mount Wai'aliliʻi in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, has the second highest average annual rainfall on Earth, with 460 inches. That's over 38 feet. In the continental United States, Aberdeen Reservoir in Washington has an average annual rainfall of 130 inches. Why, that's a mere 10 feet or so. We'll be glad to answer your questions about the weather. Just drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.